In this week that heralds Mother's Day, I'd like to share a rebroadcast of a visit I had several years ago with my own mother, a no-nonsense woman who taught me much about gardening and its many rewards. I need someone to explain the fascination so many folks hold for sun-dried tomatoes. As food fads go, they seem to have established a strong toehold in the mountain of trendy edibles that have made up eating in the 80s and noshing in the 90s. I had high hopes that getting rid of an old century would also give the heave-ho to foods that require fortitude to chew, swallow, and stomach. But there they were last month, smack dab in the middle of an otherwise delicious Sicilian sandwich that I had ordered at one of our better eating joints in southwest Kansas. "What is this?" queried my mother after trying in vain to cut her sandwich in half. "It's a sun-dried tomato," I replied through clenched teeth, struggling to help her saw through the leathery slab that was dripping with oil and bristling with tiny yellow seeds. "Just take it out and leave it on the plate." "Well, why is it so greasy?" she asked, never one to mince words when something that smacks of hoity-toity needs exposing. "They're soaked in jars of olive oil to soften them up," I said. "Then what makes it so hard? It's like the tongue of an old shoe," she added, as she picked and poked at the shriveled disc now sliding around the rim of her dish. "Well, before they soak them, they cut them in slices and dry all the juice out. That leaves the seeds in the peel, which gets hard enough to be used as a building material substitute for concrete block." "Well, who thought these things up?" "Well," I surmised, "I think they've probably been around a long time in the Mediterranean as a method of preserving fruits and vegetables for the Greeks and the Trojans to chew on while they were planning their military battles or having their limbs amputated. The expensive ones in supermarkets today are imported from Italy." "Well, who in the world would want to buy them?" she asked with a shake of her head that usually denoted pity for the unfortunate or politically downtrodden. "People from New York City and California," I replied. "Oh, well then," she definitively murmured, signaling a sudden realization of the true circumstances surrounding the popularity of sun-dried tomatoes and mentally placing them on her culinary compost heap, along with sushi, blackened redfish, and fancy-named coffee with lots of foam on top. Having relegated her petrified tomato to a side-of-the-dish side dish, my mother finished her sandwich with gusto, followed by a fancy dessert and a cup of real coffee. "That was good," she sighed as she leaned back in her chair. "But it would have been better with a big old slice of a ripe, juicy tomato just picked from the garden." Mom, I couldn't agree with you more.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.